Hey, it's Skippy with The Morning After, Monday through Friday on New Rock 104.1 from 6 to 10. Right now, you're about to embark on a journey back in time to some of the moments this week we feel like sharing with you one more time. Be sure to follow us online, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, too. You can look for Shut Up Skippy. Here's hoping this stuff is good for a second go-round. Enjoy. This is The Morning After on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. Skip here, Drew over there, Failiot over there, going strong with the pretzel necklaces. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
We're going to have quite a few of these to give away at Suds in the City. And before this hour is out, I mean, right now we're going to do nerd news, but before this hour is out, we have tickets to the Hella Mega Tour. So if you want tickets for this show coming up in July of 2020 to see Weezer, Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and The Interrupters, sit tight for that. Tickets on sale one day. Week from today. So good morning. Hi, we're on Instagram Live because it is time for
Nerd News. The nerdiest of news. Going through, looking at some stuff today. Last night, specifically, just putting everything together, I was like, you know, there's
I don't have popcorn, so I'm going to listen. Okay. Oh, is that annoying? Sorry.
Pretzels. I was like, there's not a lot of, like, proper nerd news, but nerdy-ish stuff. Okay, so starting with a short film is going to be released this weekend via FX, which is a short movie about Jurassic Park. It's called, well, Jurassic World now, but it's called Jurassic World Battle at Big Rock, and it's supposed to bridge between Jurassic World 2 and 3. And this is coming out for free. It's coming out this weekend. So keep your eyes open for that. Check it out if you're
an interesting take on providing some background material.
Yeah. I'm into it.
Is the Bloom in it, though?
That's a good question. He should be.
Who?
He should be in all of them.
Oh, Goldblum?
Goldblum. HBO is developing yet another Game of Thrones prequel focused on the Targaryen's destruction. So that is kind of the prequel that I would want to see. What they've been working on sounds interesting, but...
Yeah, I don't really know if I care about the one they're working on. It's like way back in the day.
Like 1,000 years before and, like, you know, whatever. But to look at, like, kind of the power struggle in the Targaryen, you know, family kind of. And
right, that I could get behind.
You know, that would be cool. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. Another trailer for His Dark Materials came out. Looks very, very good. It's an HBO show that's going to be airing very soon. The release date's coming up in just a month or two. Alexander Skarsgård will reportedly play the Stan's Man in Black, Randall Flagg, I believe is what his name is. But he's the guy that was on Big Little Lies and True Blood.
Yeah.
Really tall, good-looking dude. And he is the brother of the dude that plays Pennywise the Clown.
In It.
Yes, in It.
You know, when I hear about these families where they have more than one successful actor in it,
dad's also a successful actor.
Yeah, and I think, wow, that's unfair. But then I go, there's like a lot of same families that work in construction, so I guess it's not that.
And to be fair, usually I would say it's unfair. You're right. However, a lot of these kids these days, they're good actors. Like those Skarsgårds, they're good actors. And Denzel's son, great actor.
Great
awesome
actor.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like
Ice Cube's son, great actor.
Great actor. You know what I mean? Like they got it work out, Skip. They got it work out. So apparently Apple TV Plus is announcing a remake of Ghost Rider. Remember the show? Not Rider, Writer.
Oh.
Remember Ghost Rider on the PBS?
Vaguely.
Show? Very vaguely, right? And may I add...
I thought it was the Nick Cage one when he was on fire.
The dad of the kid was Samuel L. Jackson back in the day. Yes! And the Ghost Rider.
I got to go back and watch some of it because my mind is not wrapping around what that was exactly. But I saw something about the reboot and thought... Okay.
So if we're on the subject of Apple TV Plus, let's talk about C, the new Jason Momoa Apple TV Plus show that looks like a pile of hot gonna pass. You know what I'm talking about.
Maybe if I watch it on mute.
It's everyone's blind now because the all-seeing light god took our sight. Uh-oh, our kids are different. They can see. We will fight. It looks like hot garbage. A hard pass for me, and somehow has a ton of likes. Like it looks like so bad.
I want to see this, but I want to see you voice over the show.
Let's be clear. If evolution took our eyesight away and did not like up any of our other senses, or at least give us some like echolocation or something, we all die. There would be no more humans.
Bird Box worked.
We would not be riding around on horses with spears fighting other people. No one could see. We would all drown within like 2 weeks. I'm just saying.
We know Drew's, like, lineage would die off, that's for sure.
No. We would have no chance. Margot Robbie talking about rebooting Tank Girl, which is kind of like an obscure property from back in the day. It has a cult following. It's kind of like a very punk rock-ish-esque comic book. Tank Girl. And they tried to make a movie years ago. They did make a movie years ago. I think if they did it now, it would be cool, but I don't know if it's like worth me going to pay money to go and see it.
Okay.
He's already trying to ditch Harley Quinn, huh?
Yeah. There was speaking of, nice segue, Failiot. There was a report that came out about Joaquin Phoenix playing the Joker and how several times during the like production and actually during filming, he had to leave the set completely, like completely just leave because he had to kind of rewire himself a little bit to do
that
what
was
he was
the
doing.
Same stuff that was going on with Heath Ledger when he was the Joker. It messed with people.
When you have, well, you have to play a character that's just completely insane.
Yeah.
Like, and a lot of these guys get pretty method with it. And apparently he had to take a couple walks a couple times during filming just to like get through it.
Interesting.
Matt Reeves, the Batman with Robert Pattinson. They talked about kind of the plot synopsis, how it's early on, and some of the villains that might be appearing. Riddler, Two-Face, a couple others. So I'm actually kind of looking forward to that movie, see how that all turns out. I personally think it'll probably be cool.
I just don't know how you can make the Riddler serious. The dude wore a green tux with question marks on it.
Don't. Let him be a campy comic book villain.
I have
I'm
no
cool
idea
with that
how
if they do,
out.
Right? The Russo brothers want to tackle X-Men and Fantastic Four. They were in an interview talking
they
about
they need to do something with Fantastic Four, right? Because hasn't it all been hot garbage?
Yes. Yeah, for the most part, it's been all hot garbage. Right. But I think that they'll bring it back around, so we'll have to see. Disney Plus launch lineup could include the animated Marvel classics like X-Men and Spider-Man.
Interesting.
Oh. Those are my jams.
Yeah, and the best intro theme songs probably that anything you've ever heard. And last but not least, The Mandalorian, which is coming out.
Oh, yeah. That one actually looks good. That might be a Star Wars property I could get into, to be honest.
I'm in it for the winning of it. And they're saying that maybe some of the expanded universe characters that have yet to be introduced in the canon will be, i.e. Mara Jade. And Mara Jade.
I have
no
idea what that means.
Mara Jade, if they bring Mara Jade and kind of introduce her that way through The Mandalorian, I am in.
All right, that has been
guys.
Oh, nerd news.
I wanted to make nerd news. Guys.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Nerd news.
This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Good morning. This is Skippy Drew. Hi.
Yo.
Failiot, hello. How is it going?
Pretzels are great.
The pretzels are going great. How many necklaces do you have so far?
I think I'm working on 6.
6? All right.
Yeah.
Hammer was asking me how many necklaces are you going to make? And I think it's because he wants one, to be perfectly honest. So we've got the tickets for Suds in the City coming up this hour. And if you find us tomorrow while we have them, we'll give you a pretzel necklace too.
Those are going to be hot ticket items.
Super hot commodities. You have to sign a waiver when you get it in case you choke on it or get sick.
Oh, wait. We do need to give them the waiver, huh? Yeah.
Because Failiot washed his hands before,
I don't know if
Failiot washed his hands since.
Yeah, but and you don't know because he shows up in a shirt like this, and you're like, man.
Yeah,
festivity shirt.
We're on Instagram Live and Facebook Live this morning. We also, for you, by the way, congratulations to our winner of the Hell Omega tickets. Hammer will have more of those on the way this morning. So let's jump right into.
Talk about people that are so great. This is Waste of Space. And hey, people suck.
I almost started doing the nerd news song.
Okay.
All right. So what do we got?
Let's get right into it. Adele files for divorce from husband Simon Konecki. And, you know, I kind of feel for this guy because it has been clear that every single hit song that Adele has made money on and sang has not been about her husband, Simon Konecki. It's all been about some dude from her past.
I didn't think about that, but a lot of great music comes from heartbreak, Drew.
Hello, give me half. I'm going to take your ass to court and take you for everything you have.
He's going
to
get a good chunk of money.
Yeah, we'll see. Antonio Brown works out at Tom Brady's TB12 facility amid rape allegations. So it just keeps on getting thicker and thicker for this guy. Apparently, there is one of his old personal trainers says that there was three sexual assault instances back. I think it was like
a few years ago. Yeah. I want to say 2017.
Yeah.
But
so, but yeah, that's what they're dealing with now. And I wonder if the Patriots are having buyer's remorse at this point.
Yeah. No, I don't think they care.
Maybe not. New SNL cast member Shane Gillis catches a little bit of heat for some light racial slurs.
Oh, no.
So, but the thing is, if you go back, and I'm not defending any type of racism of any kind. That's not what I'm doing. I'm saying, like, if you go back and watch his comedy is always edgy, and he makes fun of all races, including white people, and he himself is a white person, and a lot of his bits are wrapped around him making fun of himself being a white guy from the Midwest, kind of.
Gotcha.
So it, you know, it's not done in a cruel way, but the way he said when he addressed it in the right way, which is like, look, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but if you go back and look, and you know, if I need to change up the way that I go about my sets in the future, God. Obviously. But if you go back, and, if you what. See that you were up to something.
I don't know what you're talking about.
God damn it. Are you serious? In the middle of my break? Did you have to do this? God, dude, I'm not in it. I'm not in it. And I knew it. I almost cussed right now. You liar. You liar.
I am gonna be.
He's just here to say hi.
I'm gonna be so mad if I turn around and that stupid clown's behind me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we're good.
Dude,
it's just I don't know what you're talking about.
Man. No. God, and the doll.
It's friggin' Chucky.
Explain what's going on. It's a radio medium right now.
We got horror people here.
We got Ghostface. We got Jason. Michael Myers. And then the worst of them all, we have that stupid doll. Chucky.
Who's this guy?
I'm not in it.
No, behind him. Who's that just standing there?
That's Jason. Jason, Michael Myers.
Come on in. And then
Ghostface from Scream.
How you doing?
We have Chucky.
It's Friday the 13th.
And there's music. Yeah. And Hammer's playing music from the other studio.
Playing the music.
I knew it. You know what the thing is?
Although is Michael Myers Halloween is popping his collar
H2O
right now.
H2O theme? I'm not in it. I'm not into this.
You know he's totally into it?
Although he smells great.
You know, yeah.
Michael got ready this morning. Yeah.
You know who's totally into it? Hammer, who's out there giggling. Guess what? It's Friday the 13th. We'll finish Waste of Space on the way. It's New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Sometimes we cut breaks a little short. I know we have more Waste of Space. We'll get to it, Drew. But I mean, like, that was fun, right?
Yeah, it's awesome. This is great. I'm way into it.
What's today, Faliot?
Today, Jason, you wanna cover that? No,
it's Friday the 13th.
Okay, yeah, it's Friday the 13th.
It just gets closer.
If you're on Instagram Live and Facebook Live right now, Faliot, undo your phone so I can just take a picture of what this looks like. Of you with, unlock your phone, sweetie, because you need a photo of this. This is fantastic right now. This is great. Drew, smile.
Yay. Oh, okay.
Oh, God. So anyway, we have the Hero Alliance, who has their whole staff of horror individuals.
Yeah, I'm glad that they
had
these on hand.
Yeah, they did, totally, complete with a little Chucky. We're here in the New Rock Studios.
Who hasn't shut up since he's been in the room.
He's personally my worst one. But
damn
anyway,
chatterbox.
It is Chucky Friday the 13th.
At a video place I used to go to, they had a Chucky doll.
Yeah.
And I would have to go in there and like straight up like not look at the Chucky doll when I went in there because it always freaked me out. See, look, you try to turn off Chucky and Chucky doesn't shut up. Know why? Because Chucky is possessed. I don't know. Why would even anyone have the stupid Chucky doll?
So I always was afraid of Chucky growing up. And then like growing up, I realized he's a doll. I kick that. These guys are way scary. He's like 6'4".
Well, so we have some of the horror characters the anti-heroes, I guess, of Hero Alliance that are joining us in the studio. Because, see, I wanted guys to be in here last week because of It Chapter 2. It didn't work out, but it actually worked out better that it's Friday the 13th.
I'm not into this.
I can totally tell.
Like, I'm not...
Jason will take like a step away, and you think like, all right, he's at least behind Drew, and then he just steps right back into your space. Like, okay.
All right. So, do we have somebody who can provide some speaking? Yeah, okay.
Oh man,
right.
Slenderman. Now,
Slenderman.
I'm on mask.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
all right.
Slenderman.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
I can talk now.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
How's the hair?
It's fantastic.
You got built for the part, man.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So Hero Alliance has not just the superheroes, but there are some weirdos that are. How many people have you had out at Maya Cinemas?
Oh, I can't
this
even
week
count. This,
it,
this
or this last week. Yeah,
oh,
or
last
just all
week
the
we
events.
We had Pennywise, we had Ghostface, we had Jason, we had Michael Myers, we had Freddy Krueger. So we have now a Horror Alliance is what we call
okay,
it.
Okay, okay, I like it, I like
we
it.
We are Hero Alliance, but now we have a Horror Alliance. And so for during the holiday season, Halloween, you can hire one of us to come down and scare your loved one, give them the scare of a lifetime.
Like what happened just now.
Exactly, make Drew uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I want to be this guy. I just want to stand in people's personal space
just
quiet.
Hulking over them.
Not say
yeah,
a word.
Yeah,
not say
God.
It's the only time people ask you to choke them, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what you're into.
I'm pretty sure there's other scenarios in which that happens,
that's
too.
That's up for debate.
So anyway, this morning as we are doing the show, we wanted you guys to come in because we were giving away tickets. We gave away tickets for Maya because of It Chapter 2. Are you guys back out there this weekend?
We won't be out there this weekend, but we are going to return. They have Tuesday night family nights.
Okay. Not as this.
But well, maybe during the Halloween okay. season. We also have, like I say, a plethora of other Halloween characters, Jack and Sally.
I know. I'm super excited
which
about
is,
that.
Quite as scary. We have a couple Ghostbusters. So we can do a number of things, but we have a couple Halloween themed characters this year, which is a lot of fun.
Well, thank you for pulling this off today.
I know.
Hero yeah. Alliance or Horror
yeah,
Alliance.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
Can't say I'm thrilled.
I think that this is a great way to celebrate. You know, people think of the Hero Alliance for kids' parties. I want characters at my parties from now on. Like it doesn't have to be a kid only thing.
It can be anybody you want it to be.
Yeah.
It can be.
This is for you, Drew.
Thanks.
I've never seen you more uncomfortable on the air.
I am highly uncomfortable.
I just
right
want to punch that doll right in the face. That stupid.
It's looking at you.
I know he is.
Who owns the Chucky doll? Do you own the Chucky doll?
I think it's your daughter.
It just came with us. We
oh.
It was in the car.
It was in the car waiting.
It was just in the car when we got up.
All right. So if people want to get in touch with the Hero Alliance. Is it talking again?
No, it's...
That's Jason.
Oh.
Which means when I turn around one of these times, he's just going to be gone.
He might decapitate you.
If somebody wants to get in touch with you guys, what's the best way to do it?
You can get in contact with us through our phone number, 559-972-1219, or you can hit us up on our email. Sorry, this sound effect. HeroAlliance@yahoo.com, or you can find us on Instagram and Facebook as well. But have us out. We'll scare your loved ones. Mm. We do Halloween deliveries, all kinds of
oh,
stuff, birthdays.
Yes.
All like kinds of fun stuff.
Jason Halloween delivery would be great.
It might
you better
happen.
Be careful, though, because there's a lot of itchy people in Fresno. Yeah.
It is the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1. This is the morning after on New Rock 104.1. Drew, you're a brave boy.
Uh-huh.
If you're just tuning in this morning, we have a Facebook Live and an Instagram
you're so
Live.
Brave.
And it's up. Thanks to the Horror Alliance,
yes,
the darker half of the Hero Alliance, for coming in and helping us celebrate Friday the 13th this morning. You're going to chew all the skin off of your fingers.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was great.
It was so much fun.
It's okay. I can't even go in the back without them following me out there.
And by the way, that was their idea.
Necklaces on.
That was their idea. They're like, let's follow Drew in the back.
Yeah.
So anyway, we did get our waste of space cut in half a little bit.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just make sure that we didn't miss out on all the stuff of the people that you love to hate.
On the people that suck.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that suck this morning.
I will I will throw my hat into the ring.
Name a few.
Yeah. Yeah. Morning show host from Fresno, California. All right.
Makes the wastiest of spaces today.
So let's just keep on going. Farrah Abraham apologizes for mixing up 9/11 with 7/11 because she's a grade A moron. And then, as she's apologizing, says more moronic stuff, i.e., well, I'm sorry for mixing it up, but my daughter really did enjoy 9/11. Moving forward. R. Kelly is a no-show in a Minnesota sex crime case. An arrest warrant has been issued. He's going to be triple, quadruple jailed.
Wow, he just knows.
Well, wait, he's like...
In prison.
Yeah. So, like, does he just, like, take turns at different state prisons?
Pretty much. Everyone's cracking down on Mr. R. Kelly. I don't see him getting out of jail anytime soon.
No.
Jeremy Renner fires back at ex-wife in custody battle. So, from what I gather...
Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye?
Yeah. Okay. So, the thing about Jeremy Renner... there is a expose that I'll send over to you. Jeremy Renner is actually very eccentric, like weird but fun guy.
Well, he's from Modesto. That says enough.
He's a weird but fun dude, right?
Uh-huh.
Like he's a very eccentric, out there kind of a guy.
Quirky.
He's quirky, okay? But he's, from what all reports say, he's a great family man and all this, right? Well, his ex-wife is trying to, like, get their prenuptial agreement and voided out so then they can go further. There's a custody battle going on right now. I don't know them, so I can't speculate about their life. But then he went and he filed for full custody right after that of their kids. And she says that he stole my passport and blah, 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 because she's Canadian. Well, I don't know.
What's
a lot going on there.
What's the tagline say?
What?
For that one? For
Waste
that story?
Space?
No, for that story.
What, Jeremy Renner fires back at ex-wife?
Because, you know, he's Hawkeye. He fired back.
Anyways, Jersey Shore reunion.
That was a stretch.
Yeah. Jersey Shore reunion for Mike, the situation. He just got out of jail. And let me say something about Mike. Okay, he used to be a big wad, you know, and he did some dirt. He got caught. But that guy's really, like, switched his life around. He got sober. He's, like, a few years clean. He's done honest work.
Yeah, addiction will do some things.
He's done some honest work to be a better person. Like,
okay,
out of all these people, he has actually done, like, rehabilitation.
There can be rehabilitation of even the most wastiest of spaciest, except R. Kelly.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone deserves a second chance. Usually. Unless it's really bad.
Good save there.
Yeah. James Harden is getting sued because he rented out this in Beverly Hills, this huge piece of real estate. And apparently in the contract, it says you can't have more than seven people there. It was roughly $85,000 for the week, right? And it was a vacation thing that he was doing. And apparently he had more than 15 people there at a time, and that's a party. So that's an extra $70,000 if you're going to have a party in my mansion. And so the guy is suing him right now. Look, man. The way I look at it, if I give you almost $100,000 for a house, be cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to have some extra people over. Shut up. I don't care about your stringent people rules.
He makes like $400 million through Adidas anyway. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not that big of a deal. Lenny Dykstra, he catches a lot of flack online. He's an ex-Major League Baseball player. He shared a very uncouth 9/11 meme. And it had to do with... your age, if you were born when it happened, and you are no longer jailbait. So
that's not okay.
That's a whole lot of bad because it's been
18 years. But you know what? Some things not cool.
So much bad wrapped around that is. And last but not least, because we live in the year of 2019 and no one can do anything without getting major backlash for whatever they do, Kobe Bryant was razzing a 12-year-old girl that was on Twitter because she had skipped out on basketball practice to go do a dancing thing.
Uh-huh.
Twitter, like, went off on him. And he's
really?
Like, yes. And he's all, hold up. You guys don't get it. When I was her age, I left basketball for 2 weeks so I could dance. And then he posted a video of himself when he was like 12 dancing in the dance recital. But we live in the day and age of knee-jerk reactions and get those pitchforks going because we got to go get everyone. Yep. Well, slow down. He was having some fun with someone online. Let's chill out. So
was she even mad? Or is she
probably
just like...
Probably not.
No way. She had Kobe Bryant message her.
Dude, if Kobe Bryant called me a filthy piece of trash, I'd be like, dude, Kobe's talking to me
right
now.
Like, that's Kobe Bryant saying I suck.
Check this out. Anyways, that has been Waste Space at 8. Twitter, calm down.
Coming up, we'll do...
Best of Show.
And we'll give away some tickets. Suds in the City. How about that?
Who's Best Feeling of Show better? With?
Failure. It is the morning after. It's New Rock 104.1. It's the morning after on New Rock 104.1, Friday the 13th. Check out the photos, the video. Big thank you to the Horror Alliance, the darker half of Hero Alliance, for joining us this morning. as we celebrate. Good morning, Skip here, Drew over there. Phelan, hello.
Yo.
Good morning.
Before we jump into our next segment here, just know at the end, if you sit through it with us, you will get a chance to win tickets to Suds in the City, our very last pair of tickets for tomorrow's event. And we are so going to be well-dressed with our pretzel necklaces. We will hand them out while they last as
Yeah, we'll hand them out. It'll be fun.
So, it is time for...
There's some people you should get to know. This is Best of Show with Phelan and not the Horror Alliance, because those guys...
But I'm sure they would have liked to stand in your personal space and join you.
Gave me the heebie-jeebies this morning. Anyway, so I have a, I think, a pretty nice story. So this man used to be a park ranger. His name was Edward Reed. He did it for about 30 years, but unfortunately he got sick and he was pretty much on his deathbed at around 2014. This is a little old story, but I'm going to mosey on through it anyway. Anyway, his nurses that were covering, were watching him, were talking to him, and he said, "All I ever want, or the all I want to do is go through the forest one last time." But due to his sickness, he couldn't get out of bed. So the volunteer firefighters of Sonomish Fire District, I think I said that right, don't quote me.
We'll trust you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a reporter right now, so we are going to quote you.
a group of six of them, carried him on his gurney throughout the forest for over 3 hours, stopping so he could look over the scenery of his local forest. And he shortly passed away after, unfortunately, but they like to think he went out in the best way possible.
Why you gotta hit me in the feels, Phelan?
Because it's my job. So, the Sonomish Fire District and Edward Reed, y'all are Best of Show.
It's a good story.
I want something similar. I want to be shot into space.
That's what I want. Yeah. I want my ashes shot into space.
Yeah.
Just your body shot into space.
With like just floating in space. Like, hey, dude, I'm down. Maybe get like a cylinder. You know, like, and put like some of my hair in it, and then like some math, and maybe some like, hey,
did you say math?
Yeah, math.
Oh,
numbers.
Keep the math away from me when I'm dead.
No. See, what we're doing though is that I want to just float in space in a jar until like Zepton 467 Q purple, that planet, it finds me, and then like the aliens there, they clone me up and then bring my sentience back to me, my consciousness, and then all of a sudden I'm living on Zip Zap. And I'm like, what's up, dude? Drew, an alien world, dog. What's going on?
My question is, will you take the dead bat with you?
Dead bat can come too.
They stay together through space time.
And then I just become like Bat Drew.
they Drew. Think you're supposed to be mended together, like you're as part of something.
Yeah.
You've got like webbed arms. Yeah. I'm like, webbed wings.
Guys, this is my plan.
All right. So that has been
Best of Show with Bat Drew.